call the September 3rd Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Eddy, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will note that we are in the presence of several service and ex-service members, and thank you for your sacrifices. Several of them. Four of them at least. So thank you. First item of business is approval of the regular meeting minutes of August 20th.
Second.
Commissioner Haley.
If I'm not mistaken, item D2 does not have an action summary for the results of the poll.
Is there a motion to table?
No, just amended.
Okay, your amendment?
I mean, there was a vote on the item. It just needs to be reflected there.
Isn't it right here?
I've got adjournment.
You said D?
You just need that same paragraph on there.
You're right, yeah.
I would move approval with that modification.
Making a motion?
So moved.
On the second? With the amendment, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1 is a public hearing on a unified development text amendment to the UDO 15-3.0702, which will change the text to allow for accessory structures greater than 1,200 square feet in the R1, R2 districts. Mr. Martinez, you have a meeting public hearing notice to read.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, September 3rd, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by the City of Franklin for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, Section 15-3-0702, detailed standards for special uses in residential districts to allow for accessory structures greater than 1,200 square feet, subject to a special use approval. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement of Section 62-23-7-D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15-9-0200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed Unified Development Ordinance text amendment ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration of by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Very good. Are you going to give the highlights, or do you want me to, since I'm the applicant?
I have some description, some introduction. So currently, by the UDO, the accessory structure's size in residential district is limited to 1,200 square feet. So this Unified Development Ordinance text amendment is to allow for a greater size of the accessory structures subject to a special use approval in low-density residential districts, mainly the R1 and the R2 zoning district that are generally located in the southwest portion of the city, as you can see in the map in your packet. So the standards that are proposed for the special use review of future application is a minimum lot area of 3 acres, and the maximum size will be calculated per the lot size will be 500 square feet per 1 acre, and in a maximum 5,000 square feet, regardless of the lot size. So the maximum height will be 40 feet. and the setback will be the same as the height. So the structure will kind of be located closer to the property line than its height. So we have some alternative provisions to the proposed text. So Mr. Paul Marshall submitted a letter requesting to include the R3 zoning district into this amendment. And also there is another alternative that the maximum size will be calculated as 2% of the lot size as the Muskego Unified Ordinance. So staff is recommending approval, and the two alternative provision is subject to the Plan Commission for consideration.
So I asked for this. You didn't include my R5 district in here? Come on. I can't build a 5,000 square foot shed on my R5 lot, make it bigger than my house? Come on, really?
Because that has another district
I'm
standard.
Joking. That you know that. Come on. Okay, so this really was generated by several requests, but the latest being Paul Marshall, not doctor. The request came through, and unfortunately, Paul Marshall's lot did not get included in this. We had some conversations, so here we are. So my recommendation to the commission is that we include R3. It is covered under this.
Where's the police department?
Excuse me?
Down the road. You got to get back on Loomis, go down the road.
So.
Next building?
Yeah.
Meet me out here, sir.
Boy, that's quite a step. Thank you. And I haven't been drinking either.
Just a grand entrance.
I missed that step up now.
Regal, can you put the map up? Thanks.
Sure.
So, at any rate, thanks, Alderman. We've got a good solution to the problem, one that meets the needs of the community as well as the individuals who asked for the change. And with that, I'm going to open the public hearing. We'll put the map up for the public hearing. I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? The downtown suit.
Thank you.
Of course, I'm kidding you. We've known each other for a million years. Attorney Randall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Plan Commission. I'm Brian Randall, attorney with Davis and Kielfau, 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, 53202, and here representing Paul Marshall, who, as the mayor mentioned, is over in the audience in the red shirt. Paul's property is 8930 South 116th Street, and it is zoned R3. So we very much appreciate the mayor's comments that Paul is maybe the latest, but one of many who have asked for this flexibility, this opportunity to invest in his property and to put a structure like this up. I think most importantly, as I understand from reading the staff report and having the opportunity to have a short phone call today, that the concern from staff is whether this might allow larger structures in other R3 zoned areas where maybe they're not appropriate. And I believe under D1, the minimum lot area of 3 acres will assist to make sure and control that will not happen. So my understanding is there may be R3 areas that have smaller lots. They could not take advantage of this. They could not apply for special use. And having mentioned the thing that I just said and staff pointed out, this still will need a special use permit application and approval through this body. And so there will be another step in the process for you to review to make sure the standards have been met under special uses and the fit is appropriate. We look forward to, if this is recommended for approval, and we ask that the amendment, really it's adding the word and R-3 into the sub D clause. If you recommend that and amend it and the council approves it, Paul's gonna be filling out that application form I already gave him tonight so that we can come through then with a special use request and to construct that. We are also amenable to the alternative provisions. We looked at those. We would not need to be exceeding the size, so if you would add the R3 under alternative one, and also that 2% or up to 5,000 square feet, we can work with that ourselves. So we'd be happy to answer any questions. Paul's here if there are really specific ones for him, but again, we thank you for your time. Thank you to the mayor for actually applying for this amendment and being the one who filled that out. We just ask that you add the R3 and give us the opportunity to apply for special use.
And would you express to your client my appreciation for his patience?
Yes, I will let him know that.
Thank you very much. By the way, we don't do the clapping thing. We don't do it in the bad, when they clap for bad things, and we don't do it, obviously, then for the good things. Okay, anyone else wishing to speak on the matter? Yes, sir, good evening.
Yeah.
Name and address, please.
Gary Kuzmic, 8956 South 116th Street.
Hi, Gary.
I would also be for a pole barn situation.
We didn't tell you it's got to be all brick.
Well, my house is so to match. But I'm all for it.
Thank you, Gary. Anyone else? Mr. Montgomery, Dr. Montgomery.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Robert Montgomery. I live at 8570 South 116th Street. And I'm also here for Tom Schuster. And unfortunately, I don't know his address right off the top of my head, but I'll give it to you. It is 8780 South 116th Street. And I'm speaking for Tom and myself. We, too, would like to have the R3 added to the amendment. And I think it's well written as it is.
And I wish you a warmer winter.
Yes, thank you very much. I hope we have a warmer winter, too. Hope we don't have any spontaneous fires. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Rosie.
Rosemary Bosch, 11625 West St. Martin's Road. I'm also for the R3. I've been trying to get a garage for a number of years for a four-car garage. Have been denied it, so this will help me out to get that. So, thank you.
Thanks, Rosie.
Good evening. John Nelson, Alderman 6th District, 7787 South North Cape Road. This has been something that's been long overdue, so thank you for getting it on today, especially the addition of R3. So I'm requesting the addition of R3 and ag. I spoke to some of you about this. We've got a few that would be on the ag part that it would be, again, they're looking for the 5,000 max. They're not looking to put a large barn up, but they're looking to replace some small outbuildings. Would it be great for that? And also with the R3, that would also accomplish that. So there's one family specifically I couldn't make here tonight. That's why I'm here for them, to add the ag. So if that could be looked into, the part of the ag would be great. I look back, there's only been a few of these that have been over the years. Would be a great addition. And I can answer any questions about that ag part if they're looking into that. But the reason why, Mayor, is because if they're looking at, they're not going to build a huge barn. They're still limited to 5,000 square foot max. But they want to replace existing ones, but they're zoned ag, so they got to pay like over $2,000 to get anything done. Why? So I'm just saying that's why, if we include ag in this, it saves them some money and they can replace their buildings.
I just never would have thought that ag would have been an issue.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Mike Barber. I'm the alderman in the 5th District. I'd also like to support these changes, as I have had a chance to go out and view the property and walk the property to see where the footprints would be. And in this particular case, on the Marshall property, I think this would be not even seen from the road. It's going to be far enough of a setback. So the properties out there are very large, as you're probably aware, just north of Lemke's on 116th. There's large properties with depth and width. And I think these kind of areas could support that kind of building without any problem. Thank you.
You're not going to put one on your property?
I don't think there's a property in District 5 that would.
Anyone else? That's just about everybody in the room. Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission? Alderman Dandridge.
I just had one question in regards to adding ag, and the comment about a structure not exceeding 5,000 square feet. What if there are multiple structures?
That would be an issue.
Staff, or I don't have the city attorney, so.
No, for this limit for accessory structures is not applicable to agricultural. So in agricultural, they will be allowed to have larger accessory structures.
And multiple buildings?
Multiple buildings, yes, in agricultural.
Okay. But this in R3 limits it only to one structure?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily?
No.
Okay. But they can, so hypothetically, they could exceed 5,000 square feet.
With two structures.
Or is it 2% that they can't exceed in total?
The
I just want to make sure that the wording.
Yeah. The 2% is not included in the proposed text. Could be included if the Plan Commission decides to include that. But the maximum limit size is for one structure. I mean, you could have two structures, for example, for 4,000 square feet each one.
Okay. If that's okay with everybody else. Okay.
It's hard.
That's how it is now.
That is how it is. Right. Okay.
The 2% is an alternate, not included.
Correct.
And because it's a special use application, if someone came in and wanted another building, we have the right to turn it down. Mr. City Engineer.
I have a question for the planning manager. So this afternoon, we did have a conversation about ag, and as I thought you explained it to me, this really, whether you put ag in or didn't or kept ag out, it wouldn't matter on how the would be interpreted. Can you expand on that conversation?
The ag districts currently are located in the non-residential district section of the UDO. They're treated like they're not residential. If we put the ag districts into this amendment, then the only thing we'd have to be careful of is we'd have to be careful about what they're asking for to make sure that what they're asking for is an accessory structure to a residential use. Keeping in mind, particularly in the A2 district, which is prime agriculture, one of the intents of that district is to prevent residential development generally. So from a certain interpretation, residential uses in the ag district are not considered principal uses.